Hagada Halakach Ve'alibov.
In the middle of the word to Melech.
Tav Samech.
This is very interesting. It says, yeah, Melech. Melech Pesh Samech. Melech Hainu, we talk about being B'nai Melachim. Melech Hainu Misha Oysem Asheroitze Ve'inu Mishub La'af Echot. A Melech, what's a Melech? A Melech is someone that does what he wants. He's not Mishub to anybody. Leiv Melachim Ein Cheke. Now we're the Ben Melech, that means the son of Hashem. Yesh Bechina Shal Shtau Shal Shal Kodesh Boruch Hu Manig Olam Kepiseid Habriya. Okay, so there's two types of ways that Hashem could be manhig what's going on over here. One is Shtau Shal Shal, that means a natural law and order that Hashem put into place, and Hashem, you know, basically is manhig the world through that Teva, through that natural law and order. The yesh b'chinah shel zgalus nekudas ani. But then there's sometimes where the ani, meaning Hashem himself, Hashem who's above Teva, is revealed. Nekudas are reishis. And that's called the reishis, the beginning, because that's the beginning of everything. The beginning of everything before Hashem made any type of structure of the Bria was Hashem himself. So he's the reishis. Everything else is just, right, the shtaush, the Hashem created, and it was, you know, nishtal shel, became more and more, as it got closer and closer to Gashmias, and a world was created. So he says, B'nei Yisrael mekushorim b'bechinas reishis. B'nei Yisrael are attached to that level of reishis, which means the direct hashkocha of Hashem himself. That's what it means when we're called the Bechor. Bechor Melashon Reishis. Bechor means it came at the beginning. That means we have an attachment, Sheishlam Kesher, L'Reishis. We have attachment to the beginning. The beginning means, again, the revelation of Hashem himself above and beyond the natural law and order. Uvamagas Bechoris, Nizgalazeh Bechina Shalani. Amagas Bechoris, that level was revealed. Ani Hashem v'layachir. That's what it says. Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo saraf. Meaning Hashem saying, Magas b'chayris, I'm not going to use agents. Magas b'chayris is going to be me, Hashem said. That means that there was this galus in the world, the revelation in the world, that they were able to tap into this idea of the racious, of hasaga, of Hashem himself. Not Hashem through an agent. A much deeper level of connecting to Hashem, b'lishum levushim, without any clothing, without any agents. Uchemavur bor gadol yo, like it says, no gadol yo. Ani yoytzei, when Hashem said, Ani yoytzei b'soich mitzrayim, makas b'chayres, I'm going out b'soich mitzrayim. Haynu shaha ani yoytzei mikol levushim. The ani came out, but it's gadla nekudas shel ani, and that ani was revealed. There's a concept that a lot of this svarim explain here. That there are some memoris that Hashem made the world. I'm basically a kitzer. You have to look into these things more. But there's a some memoris that Hashem created the world in. Right, we know Chazal say there were 10 memoris of a yomer that Hashem created the world, and that basically means that if there's something, the Baruch Shalom himself is in the middle of it all, but he's putting layers around himself. He's hiding himself in this world. Right, that's why we don't see it clearly, right? And there's layers, and there's worlds above the gash mystical world that we spoke about in Nefesh HaChaim. There's like levels of these layers, right? We spoke about this in Nefesh HaChaim, really. There's levels of these layers, and as it, right, the first layer is, you know, closer to Hashem, then a little further away, a little further away, a little further away, until you get to the actual gash mystical world, right? Nefesh HaChaim spoke about it, if you remember. So the Sar Mamaris is basically that happening. Every Vayomer is another layer becoming more and more Gashmi. The world is becoming more and more into its fullest physical being. Yeah. So the 10 Makis were to undo the Asar Mamaris, which means every Makkah unpeeled a layer. Meaning the Moshim was totally hidden by Teva. So hidden that nobody knew who he was anymore. So every Makkah unpeeled a layer. Until you get to the revelation of the Baruch Shalom's straight Hashkocha himself, above and beyond Teva completely. That's the Vart. And in certain svarim, like Rogad Yahu, he shows how they match up. Chiddush Arin, he shows how each makom matches up to each layer of the svarim amoris. But Lemaisa, the last makom, Makas Becharis, that unpeeled the last layer. And may that's Hashem himself. What do they speak about? Yeah, which means to say, in layman's terms, Hashem by Makas Becharis, that was the last step in a process that came to show that there is really no such thing as Teva. Hashem does what he wants. That's the Makas word. So that's what he means, that the Ani was revealed. The Ani, that the Baruch himself is running the show. And even though he put a law and order into place, right? He's not meshubbed to it at all. That's what he's saying. Yeah? Very geschmack. So he's saying, B'nei b'chor Yisrael, the fact that Hashem's b'chor, the remez is that we can relate to that. We can relate to that level of rishus that where it all started from. Ma'i akli l'kabo b'chinazu. So what is the kli to be makabo at such a level? Such a level of Hashem total of being revealed like that, it's almost impossible. We don't have the kelim to cat, you know, it's like, you know, they give example, you know, you have a Russian Niagara Falls and you're sitting there with a cup trying to catch it. It's impossible. So what's the kelim? How do you build kelim? How do you to even be able to tap into such a level? The answer is when Lechtech Achav and Midbar, they decided to do that, that is what gave them the koyach to be able to tap into such a level. Why? Because what was Lechtech Achav and Midbar? Levatach Atzmoy Lenhogas Kodesh Boruch Hu Shum Kashis. Because that means they were totally about themselves without asking any questions. But bitu atzim, total nullification. If you're totally bottled to Hashem to that degree, that means you realize that there's no questions. Ah, but Api Teva, it doesn't make sense. Api Teva, if we're going to the Midbar, we're going to die. By going in, that means you're not stuck in what could be true Api Teva. You know that there's a bunch of them that's above Teva. And they came to that level. So Mamela, they were able to understand this idea of the Rishis. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Manik Abriya. Ubaliya Seder Shel Abriya. He doesn't need the Seder of the Briya. He set it up, and he set it up for a reason. And you're supposed to live within that Seder. But you're supposed to know that it's not everything's dependent on that Seder. Rak Melech Parit Skeder, like the Gemara says, and the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, a Melech is allowed, if a Melech is passing through, so let's say people have fences and they have like sodas. The Lach is, a Melech is allowed to be Parit Skeder wherever he goes. Knock down that wall, I'm walking straight through. That's what Hashem does with Teva. In Pesach, in Yisrael Mitzrayim, that's what Hashem did with the Teva. He showed he's the Melech, a Parit Skeder. Yeah, there's a Seder here. There is. But I'm the Melech. But the Tamech Hashbonis, I don't think of reasons. But also Adam Zoycha to call Yeshuas. If a person could tap into that, he could be Zoycha to all the Yeshuas. That's an unbelievable thing. Yeah. We might have spoken this about this with tefillah also. Like, a person has to daven that way also. It's the daven knowing that nothing is limited to statistics or whatever Teva says. You have to daven knowing that. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is Melech Parit Skeder. So that's what he's saying. That's the Indian over here. Ksiv, just to finish off, Ksiv, Rochak Mersham Yeshua, Kichukecha Lo Darshu. Yeshua is far for Russia. He's not close to a Yeshua. Why? Because he doesn't learn the Chukim. Vizera Kodesh Meivah B'Shem Ovid V'Rav Kodesh Shemendom Bilinsk. Sheikra Yeshua Ba Mishmiris HaChukim. He learns, where does Yeshua come from? He comes from keeping a Chuk. Why? By believing in the chukim, we're really saying we believe in Hashem without any questions. That's what a chuk is. Doesn't make any sense, but we know the Baruch Hashem is running the world, and the Baruch Hashem has his reasons. If you look at Hashem that way, he'll look at you that way, and Memela, he'll bring you a Yeshua without any reasons. That's what it means to connect to Hashem with the level of Rishis. What does it mean Hashem will bring you a Yeshua without any reasons? We spoke about this also, I think, with Tefillah. That there are reasons why Hashem has to say no to certain things. Yeah? There's a cheshbon based on everybody else that lives in this world, and everybody that lived before you, everybody that lived after you, and the perfect balance of everything that's supposed to happen, al derech history, whatever. Yeah? But sometimes you could say to Hashem, I'm believing you without any cheshbonos. So now you have to help me without any cheshbonos. I'm not saying you say that to Hashem, but that's what Hashem does. What about all the reasons Hashem had? True, they were, but he'll work it out. He'll figure out how it won't, unravel world history. Hashem will work it out. Yeah. So that's the pshat, that he'll deal with you also with a kachoik. But the chayin arash, she'enu soiv ha'chukim, a rasha can't handle chukim. Right? Doesn't make sense to him. But right to daikalei that time, shish b'chadavar. He says, if I don't understand the reason, I'm not doing it. So I'm lo, ilo ha'yisham, lo ha'yin nigol. So that's the answer to the Ben Rashi. Merami is here a little bit to what the Ben Rashi was stuck on. The Ben Rashi was stuck on, I need to know the reason for everything, otherwise it's not kedai to do. Oh, if that's true, ilo ha'yisham, lo ha'yin nigol. Like the pasuk says in Tillim. They're not going to have the Yeshua. That's what he's saying over here. Unbelievable, no?